Okay, we're back into the classroom again.
好，我们继续上课。
Just during the break, I had a question, the agenda for private prayer. Do we have to do them exactly in this order?
刚刚下课的时候有人问说，有关我们做个人祷告的时候，是不是要按照这个 A 到 D, A, B, C, D 这个次序来做？
Now, obviously, you need to be in fellowship when you're approaching the throne room of God. So, the first thing you need to do is confession.
当然了，我们要开始祷告的时候，我们一定要确定我们是与神相交的状态下，所以我们一定要做这个对神的这个忏悔祷告。
And you can actually see this in examples, and I've got some examples on the board here. They've got 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is a very powerful prayer for whole nations, actually.
列王记下七章十四节，这是一个非常非常有力量的经句。
It's a prayer that often in the United States, it's becoming quite common. Churches might put it outside, or you see billboards on the highway. Established by Christians who understand that the American people have fallen away from God.
这个经句啊，现在进来啊，是很多的教会会把这个经句放在他教会的外面，甚至有的时候会你会在路上高速公路上面那种大的那个 billboard 上面会看到，这个大的招牌上面都会看到，因为显然美国人已经理解到现在美国人已经越来越远离神。
And it's specifically a prayer for the client nation.
这个祷告特别呢，是在为神的代理国而祷告。
At this time, during the time of 2 Chronicles, the client nation was, of course, Israel.
而在那个时代，就是列王记的这个时代呢，当然当时的神的代理国就是以色列。
So when it begins off, like in the English, if my people, which are called by my name, he's obviously talking about the Jewish people.
所以当第一句话说，这称为我名下的子民，当然讲的就是以色列。
Now Israel ceased to be a client nation in the year 70 AD when they were taken over by the Romans. Yeah, that's when the Roman armies came in, they destroyed the temple and they destroyed Jerusalem, and the Jewish people were scattered over the world.
而主后七十年，罗马大军呢，把这个耶路撒冷的这个神殿都拆毁了，然后所有的犹太的人都等于到处窜逃。
But the Jewish people shouldn't have been surprised. They were given 40 years of warning, even that the Lord Jesus Christ was warning them, and then all through the New Testament, and especially the book of Hebrews, you know, we see the people being warned.
而其实呢，那时候的犹太人实在不必太惊讶，因为这个在当时的40年前，就是耶稣基督就已经给了他们犹太人这样子的一个警告，而旧约的希伯来书也给所有犹太人这样的警告了。
But anyway, 70 AD marks the end of the Jewish client nation, and then ever since then, for the last 2,000 years, we've had what we call Gentile client nations.
但无论如何呢，也就是在主后七十年呢，已经是结，就是在那个时候，犹太人的以色列国已经就开始不再是神的代理国了，而之后呢，都是由这个所谓的外邦人来作为神的代理国。
And it began with Rome, and then it went across Europe. So you had these smaller nations, whether it was Germany or France, even Switzerland for a time, Spain.And then across through to England.
好，而这个所谓神的代理国的交接呢，就是从以色列之后到了罗马，然后罗马呢之后呢，就到了欧洲，就有好几个小国家都轮流当过哈，比如说德国
，It's Switzerland and France,
瑞士、法国、西班牙。
Even Scotland and Ireland, they sort of had we call influences as like client nation.
然后即使是苏格兰都应该算是这个有一点点算是有影响力的这个代理国
yeah, and then
都很短的时间
and then went to England and then from England it went to the United States
然后再到从苏格兰再到英国然后从英国呢再到了美国
Now, These are nations that have the characteristics of a client nation
这些都是我们讲到的都是曾经有这种这个神代理国的特征的一些国家
And remember there's 4 main characteristics
记得吗我们之前教过有四个很重要的特征
That's where you have freedom for the believers in a nation to worship the word of God.
第一个呢，就是在这样的国家里面，他们的人民是可以自由的去对神敬拜，而且有可以对我们的神祷告。
And so you'll have a prominent number of churches and seminaries, for example.
而且会有相当多的这个所谓的神学院或者是这个教会。
And they'll be able to operate without persecution from the government.
而这些教会神学院呢都不会受到政府的政治性的干预。
Another thing you have is freedom to evangelize. So yeah, the churches themselves will be encouraged to evangelize. And they'll be teaching the word of God properly.
That's and, the second one?
Yeah, there's no really order. But yeah, that's, you have a lot of evangelism.
然后呢也有很大的这个传教的自由，然后各个教会等等的都有非常热烈的传教的行动。
Yeah, and so for these reasons, for the first two reasons, that's why you have a lot of Christians in a client nation generally.
所以因为这两个理由，这两个特质呢，就会让这样子的所谓神的代理国，它可以有非常多的基督徒。
The other thing that you have is missionary activity. So within those nations, they're training up men and women to become missionaries, and then they can go overseas to other nations to teach the word of God.
而且呢，这样子就会造成第三个特质，就是这些国家都会有非常多的这个传教士离开他们的国家，到其他的国家去做传教的工作。
For the last 200-250 years, that's what the United States have been doing.
而在过去的200-250年间呢，这应该说200年或250年左右的这些时间呢，美国就一直在扮演这样的角色。
There's some parts of the United States, and you go to any city or town, and there'll be a church on almost every corner.
你如果到美国去啊，你会发现在很多的这个城市或者是一些小镇啊，几乎每一个角落都可以看到一个教会。
Now, a lot of those buildings are now empty, but especially if you look maybe 50 or 100 years ago, every Sunday it was expected that everybody went to church.
而现在呢，这些教堂说不定很多都已经空置在那边了。但是如果是50年前或者是100年前的话，你就会看到所有的城里面每一个人，他们都是被期待的会出现在教会里。
Actually, if you go to the former client nation before the United States, what's happening with the churches, and you know, they have a lot of churches in England as well, but they've been taken over and being used as mosques by the Muslims now. So that just goes to show what happens. Once the church starts to lose its influence, then you have more evil influences coming in and taking over.
而你现在如果去看看欧洲或者是在尤其是英国哈，很多的教堂却现在已经被穆斯林给占据在做穆斯林的这个敬拜，你会看到，就是说，这些当这些基督教的国家，基督教不再具有影响力的时候呢，那些所谓的假神异教这些仇敌就会占据了原本属于基督徒的空间。
Must be a great sense of pride or source of pride for the Muslims. They can say, "Well, look, now you know, nobody's worshiping your God, and our God is the greatest because we're taking over your churches."
所以那些穆斯林的人，他们甚至会非常非常骄傲的说：“你看，你们以为你们的神厉害啊？你看现在我们的神都已经那个取代了你们的神了。”
Really, what's happened is that the people just rejected the true God, and then they allowed the immigrants to come in. Now the immigrants are taking over.
所以呢，这个其实是在说的，就是那些人们呢，他们拒绝了我们的真神，然后却让那些移民的人呢，来取代了这个我们神的地位。
Another example we see of the decline of a client nation. A client nation should have seminaries set up.And the big Ivy League universities like Yale and Harvard and Princeton, yeah. And there's a few big ones, like the big 4 or 5 Ivy League universities, they were established as seminaries.
而且另外一个重要的事情是这个所谓神的代理国以美国来讲呢那些最好的大学像这个普林斯顿啊哈佛啊
Yale.
各人比亚啊耶鲁啊这些超级的这些私立常春藤的学校都有神学院。
They were established as places to train men in the original languages, like Hebrew and Greek, to train them in even the local Red Indian languages as well, to go out and to preach to the Indian tribes.
而这些神学院呢，都不只是教导这些神学院学生原本这个圣经所用的这个希伯来文跟希腊文，好，同时呢还教导他们甚至用印第安红番的语言哈，去教导，让他们可以到这个印第安的部落里面去宣教。
But eventually, those universities or those seminaries became very secular.Which means they became more like the worldly ways. And nowadays, there's no Bible teaching in those places. They're just normal universities. Well, they might teach Bible as literature, but they don't have seminary courses.
When did it happen?
Oh, 100 years ago, probably. I mean, it's been a long time now. It changed. Because what happened, eventually, they just got more commercial. So the training seminaries would have to be set up in other places.
刚讲了这些Ivy League 的常春藤大学啊，他们的这些神学院现在已经不存在了。也就是说，学校呢也越来越商业化，然后这个神学院都得要离开原来这些大学了。
So we see the client nation going in decline.
所以我们看到这个一个一个的神的代理国哈，从兴起到消失中。
One other characteristic I should mention.Is that a client nation needs to be friendly towards the Jews.
然后第四个很重要的神的代理国的特质就是他必须要与犹太人是和好，是很好的，要好的。
Remember, the Jews are targets of Satan's aggression.
因为我们要记得哈，犹太人一直都是撒旦要毁灭的对象。
Satan's plan is to wipe out the Jews so that God is made or forced to break his promise because he promised that the Jews would have their own land for the millennium.
而神呢曾经就是对犹太人说他们一定会有他们的这个应许之地，所以这个撒旦就一直想要破坏神对犹太人的应许，所以他就会用各种方式来毁灭犹太人。
Actually, God has a lot of promises towards the Jewish people which are not yet fulfilled. They will be fulfilled in the millennial reign of Jesus Christ.
而其实神呢，对于犹太人的这个应许哦，有很多现在都还没有成就的，所以这都会将要在这个未来千禧年的时候发生。
So again, we see that you know, Satan's plan is to try to destroy the Jews.
所以呢，撒旦呢要让神成为不信实的神，他就是要想办法毁灭所有的犹太人。
And for that reason, in the scripture, we see verses like Genesis 12:2-3, where God is telling Abraham, you know, your people will be persecuted, but for those who bless you, I will bless those people.
所以在这个创世纪十二章的二跟三节呢，耶和华就对亚伯拉罕说，你的人。就算是会被人家这个处死，我都会给你们，就是你所要祝福的，我都会祝福你们。
And a client nation recognizes that. They recognize if we help the Jewish people, there's a special blessing.
所以呢，在这个所谓神的代理国里的人，他们都必须要了解，他们必须要帮助犹太人，让犹太人受到祝福的话，我们就才能够一起成就神国。
Just to give you an example, when Hitler was the leader of the Nazi Germany, a lot of the Jews were able to flee beforehand, and many of them came to America.
在这个纳粹，就希特勒纳粹的大屠杀中呢，有非常多的犹太人哦，他们都受到一些人的帮助，让他们能够来到美国。
And a lot of them became very successful in America.
而这些犹太人来到美国以后都成为非常成功的人。
Within business or politics or entertainment, things like that. You know, a lot of the Jewish people, they found themselves in America and they were blessed and they blessed the nation.
而这些犹太人呢到了美国以后呢他们在各个领域里面都有非常大的成就。所以他们是受到祝福的同时也祝福到了美国。
Now what happens if a nation, especially a client nation, if they become anti-Semitic And there are anti-Semitic groups in America. That's going to add cursing upon the client nation.
而任何一个人呢，如果是这个反犹太的哈，他们也就会受到诅咒。那在其实，在美国也有很多反犹太的人。
But getting back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, see, we see that this is a prayer about the client nation.
那我们现在回到这个列王记下的七章十四节，那这一个祷告呢，基本上就是为这个神代理国的祷告。
Yeah. And in this context, we can look at America, the people of America being the people of God because they are a client nation.
所以从这里面你可以看到啊，这个当他讲说，神名下的子民，在美国是神的代理国的时候，美国的人民就是神的名下的子民。
Now, of course, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are a person of God. But here we're talking particularly about a geographical group, a nation of people.
当然了，我们每一个是相信主的，都是神名下的子民。但是这个祷告主要是对有地理性位置的这个神的代理国的人民而说的。
And the context here is when the whole nation is under divine discipline.Not just an individual, but the whole country is suffering.
而这样子的一个神的代理国的这个人民呢，他们是整个国家都是一起受到神的管教的。
Now, to fully understand this verse, I recommend that for homework, you know, you read the whole chapter there, and then you'll really see the proper context.
Tim 建议我们一定要了解这一个经句的真正的意思的话，你必须要整段经，就是整个章节都读下来。
Here, God is telling the people, and he's anticipating, he knows that in the future, that they're going to disobey God, that they're going to be disobedient, and that they'll be punished.
这个经文呢，其实在讲的是说呢，他知道这个所谓神代理国的子民，将来终究会不顺服于神，那这样的话就会受到处罚。
And God is saying, and when that time comes around, you need to remember these words.
所以呢，神是说，当那个时候来的时候，就是当神要处罚你们的时候，你们必须要记得这个祷告。
And he starts off saying, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray.
所以他说呢，凡是称我为 我名下的子民呢，你们都必须要谦卑的祷告。
Okay, now when you humble yourself before God, the first thing you need to do is accept that you've been committing sins against God.
所以呢，当你能够在神面前谦卑祷告的话，你的那个第一件事情就是要向神认罪。
Okay, so you humble yourself. Here, this is the same meaning as naming your sins. So really, he is saying, name your sins and pray.
谦卑自己，然后祷告，其实就是意思就是你要对神认罪，然后祷告。
And seek my face. Seek my face means to seek the will of God.
那所谓呢，寻求我的面，意思就是叫寻找神。
So when you're praying, obviously you're praying that God would provide them the necessary information. What do we do now? Really, that's what they're praying for.
所以所谓的寻求我的面，寻求神的面，意思就是说要寻找神，问神我该怎么办，神请神明示我们该怎么做。
Any Christian that asks God that question, I can guarantee the answer is always going to be the same. In some form or another, God is going to make it clear that you need to know the will of God.
那任何人呢，如果问神说我该怎么做，在神这边会来的答案一定是一样的，就是呢要了解我神的话语。
And then turn from their wicked ways. See, that's the next step. Seek the will of God, seek his face, and then knowing the will of God, you know what's right and what's wrong, and then you have to turn from your wicked ways.
所以呢，也就是说，当我们呢对神寻求神的建议，神会告诉我们说什么他的话语让我们能够分辨何为对何为错，然后呢我们就必须要从错误中离开，走向对的道路。
Usually turning from your wicked ways, you know, depending on how much discipline you face, it can sometimes be a slow process.
而所谓的要远离我们那个错误的恶行，它其实有的时候是一个缓慢的过程。
Though you do see examples in scripts like in the Old Testament where people had been worshipping idols, and once they knew they were doing the wrong thing, and the kings, like King Josiah, for example, he was very helpful here. He just banned. He said, we're going to destroy all of the idols, and we're going to destroy all the places of worship to the false gods. And there was a national repentance.
有一个很好的案例啊，就是当他们以色列人都在对那些所谓的假神拜偶像的时候呢，那这个九塞亚国王呢，就跟他做的方法就是把所有的假神的偶像的这些雕塑全部都毁掉。
I imagine there'd be some people that privately kept their own idols, but it was pretty much a law in the land that you shall not have idols and you shall not worship idols.
在那个时候也许有一些人他私下还是藏了一些偶像，但是从国家的角度，他们是定下了法令，所有人是不可以对这些偶像敬拜的。
And when the people did that, then God would keep up his end of the bargain. See, the people did what they were supposed to do. They humbled themselves, they prayed, they sought the will of God, they turned from their wicked ways, and now God will hear them.
所以呢，神就很清楚地告诉大家说呢，如果呢，他们能够非常的谦卑地向我认罪、祷告，并且寻求我的面，然后又可以远离他们的恶行的话呢，我就是神呢，就会听到他们，从天上听到他们的祷告。
And it finishes off the verse here, and he will forgive their sins and heal their land.
而且呢，神呢，会赦免他们的罪，并且医治他们的土地。
Okay, now we see this is on a national level, but the same principles apply on a personal level as well.
所以这个呢是站在一个国家的角度哦的一个祷告的概念，但是同时呢对个人的祷告也是一样的。
And you see that most important step, the first step is confessing of sins, admitting that you're wrong to God and naming your sins.
所以你看到了这四个程序哦，它依然是非常清楚地告诉我们，第一个程序就是必须要跟神认罪祷告。
I'll just quickly look at, I've got some other verses here which offer the same principle up here. This is Daniel chapter 9.
那除了这个列王记下的七章十四节之外，还有但以理的九章四节、五节跟十五节。
Okay, we'll just go through these fairly quickly and then you can look up these on your own time.
那我们也很快的看一下这些经句都跟祷告有关，然后我们自己私下可以再读一下。
Daniel actually, he does a lot of praying. We read a lot about Daniel praying and a lot of confessing of sins.
我们其实知道但以理呢 做了非常多的祷告，而且也很多都是跟认罪有关。
Like Daniel 9, chapter 9, verse 4, for example, I prayed to Jehovah my God and made my confession and said,O Lord, the great and awesome God, keeping the covenant and mercy to those who love him and to those who keep his commandments.
好，我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪，说主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。
Yeah. Now what Daniel's doing here, actually, I should have had on the list, really. He isconfessing his sins and praising God. We see praising God, which is thanksgiving. We say thanksgiving as well, but really praising is part of that.
好，我们看到这个但以理的这个祷告，他很清楚的就是第一个，他要向谁，向神认罪，同时呢，他赞美神。
Okay, often worshiping of God or praising God comes through songs. You do it in songs, but also in prayer.
所以我们在赞美赞颂神的时候，我们不只是唱敬拜的歌，我们同时在我们的祷告中一样可以赞颂神。
Okay, and then if you go on to the next verse here, he's named his own sins, but now he's sort of like rebounding for the sins of the nation as well, or he's looking to express...his concern for the nation's sins. He says, we have sinned as a nation and have committed iniquity.
而且呢，但以理他是在四节是先认自己的罪，然后呢，他就为整个国家认罪，在第五节的时候，他说我们犯罪了，我们的行恶叛逆，这些都是指的是整个国度的人的罪，所以他也为国度来向神认罪。
The whole book of Daniel is about the time of Daniel when he's in Babylon. They're in captivity because of the wickedness of the people of Israel. They got taken away from Israel and taken back to Babylon.
而这个但以理他在做这些祷告的时候，他其实是被从以色列抓到巴比伦，他基本上是被挟持到巴比伦的。
Their national discipline is that they have to be out of the land of Israel and in Babylon, the land of the Gentiles, for 70 years. And only after 70 years does God say, okay, your punishment's over, and now you can go back.
这一群以色列人被抓到巴比伦，等于是神给他们的一个处罚，他们在那边被等于是整个被关70年，然后到了70年之后，神才说，哎，时间到了，够了，才让他们回去。
It's interesting, actually, you say, well, why 70 years? And actually, when they were in the land of Israel, every 7 years, they were supposed to stop working the land. It was a Sabbath year. And they never obeyed that law. And so if you add up over time, about 500 years, there should have been 70 years where they didn't work in the land of Israel. And they never let the land rest. They never trusted God.
你可能会觉得奇怪，为什么是70年哈？但是呢，你可以看看那个整个以色列的历史啊，他们应该按照这个旧约的教导，神是要他们每70年必须要有一个完整的休息年，可是却在过去这500多年来都没有发生过。500 years?
Yeah, I think, well, if you work it out, it's probably 490 years, actually. If they were resting one out of every 7 years, that comes to 70 years. I think that's right. Yeah.
That's 就是每70年要休息一年。所以呢，总共应该是七个70年，就490年。里面中间还应该要有七年的休息。所以加起来就是大概是797年。完全都没有做过，所以就是490年了。
Okay, anyway, you see the procedure here. Daniel is naming the sins first for himself and for the people of Israel. It's the first thing he does when he prays.
所以你可以看得出来，但以理呢，他在祷告的第一件事情就是先为自己认罪，然后再为他的国家认罪。
Just have a look at one more verse before we go for a break. I just looked up this quickly in the last break. Hosea is talking about divine discipline upon the nation.
好，这是我们接下来谈的是何西阿书的第五章十五节。
Hosea is speaking on behalf of the Lord, so this is really the Lord speaking.
好，这个五章十五节里面呢是何西阿这个先知他代表神说话。
Okay, I will go, I mean the Lord will go.
就代表说神会走。
I will return.
神会去。
I will return to my place until they confess their guilt or their sins.
我要回到居所，等他们受主惩罚，他们就寻求我。
And in their affliction, like because they've been disciplined, because they're suffering, they will seek me diligently.
他们在极难的时候，他们就会寻求我。
Okay, again, we see the order here. The first thing on the agenda, the first thing on the list is to confess the sins, and then the second thing is to seek the will of God.
所以你又看到了这边就是说呢，当我就是我们在祷告的时候呢，是先是认罪，然后呢就是寻求神的面。
And again, this applies not just on a national level, as we see in the example, but on a personal level as well.
这个边又让我们看到，就是说不只是从国家的角度，也从个人的角度去这样子的祷告。
Okay, we're going to have another break. It's 4 o'clock, so we'll go up to about 10 past 4, and then we'll come back again.
好，我们休息10分钟，4点10分回来。